We say a very good morning to Aaron McElroy and Lisa Bobbitt, two very dear friends of mine. In fact, I found my wedding DVD the other day. And do you remember Lisa singing Rolling Down the River?
Vaguely. I'm trying to forget it.
Well, I've got it on film so I can replay it for you. Friends, welcome to East Coast Radio. As I said earlier, I wish it was under happier circumstances. And I know that when I personally heard that you'd lost your home in a fire, I was so emotional about it. I think it took me back to the place where my aunt and uncle lost their home in the Knysna fires and know the roller coaster that they've been on. So, yeah. As you know, my heart is so with you. And I know that you know that the province's heart is so with you guys.
Sure.
So let's start by saying, where were you when you heard the news?
Well, we were at the National Arts Fair.
Grahamstown Festival.
Yeah. Rewind. Okay. Yep. the Grahamstown Festival. And it was about 1:30 in the morning when the security company phoned us to say the panic button had been pushed. So I immediately phoned my friend Jason, who was house-sitting, and I said, you know, is everything okay? And he then said, well, not really. I mean, we can laugh about it now, but he's a very calm, under pressure type of person. And the way he said, not really, your house is on fire. I was like, what? And at that stage, they were trying to contain it in the one room, and they were trying all sorts of things. They had phoned the security company, or we had sent the security company around, and they were trying to contain it, and they were trying to get a hose pipe through the window, and just nothing was working. It wasn't reaching. And then eventually, about 5 minutes later, obviously, I'm on constant contact with him, hearing my daughter absolutely screaming in the background was just, oh, you know, and you just feel so helpless because you're not there. And it's just Aaron and I pacing up and down the kitchen of the house we were staying in, you know, and he's on the phone to his brother and to the security company and the fire brigade and everything. And I'm in contact with Jason and my daughter and hearing them screaming. And then I'm phoning the fire department and then I'm phoning the police and I'm screaming at everybody. It was just, you know, it was terrible. And about 15 minutes later, that was it. House. Jason just said, because I said to him, can you get the passports?
There's the mum.
It's amazing what you think of.
I just thought, I can't sit in Home Affairs for a year.
It's enough to put the fear into anybody. Let's be honest.
Get the passports. Yeah. And he just said, my love, we can't be in the house any longer. And I was like, get out, where the dogs. Wake up Alice, the lady who works for us. They had already obviously woken her up and everybody was already on the road, you know, witnessing this bonfire.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything is gone, right? I mean, if you've seen photographs or footage, it is a shell, right?
Absolutely. But it's so funny because from the road, it looks fine because where our garages are, it looks from the road, you can't really see our home. Because we've had a lot of people driving up and down. Where's the home that's burnt down?
This can't be it.
Because the garages are absolutely fine. So you actually have to kind of go in up the driveway and then you will see the...
Yeah, it's like a shell there. There's no... None of the rooms have roofs or anything. I mean, the plaster's off the wall. We had wooden floors in our home and, of course, that burns. There's no floors. There's just nothing. It's amazing the destruction a fire does, you know, and you hear these stories. They happen to other people, of course.
Of course.
They don't happen to you.
And also in the time from when he first phoned to the time when, you know, it was 20 minutes, I think.
Till the house was burnt down, actually. It's amazing the speed of it, eh?
And that feeling as you arrive outside the front door of your home and see what's left. I mean, take me to that. What's that? How do you wrap your head around what you see?
You know, obviously people had sent us photos because we were in a bit of a quandary. We thought, you know, it's now about 2:30 in the morning or 3:00 in the morning. Obviously we are, you know, we're not going to go back to sleep now. And we were like, Aaron was like, should we just get in the car and go home? And we were like, well, actually, what are we going to go home to? I knew that Aaron's brother was there and that my daughter and her friend and Jason were going to be fine. You know, the next door neighbors were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
everybody
we've got the
was
best neighbors
unbelievable.
In the world.
The love and just, you know, taking everybody in and, you know, wrapping blankets and, I mean, everybody sending us photos of that the kids were okay. And then obviously people sending us photos of the house. And then, so we kind of already were sort
prepared.
Of prepared.
Yeah.
And, you know, friends are just amazing. Everybody met us there. We said we'd be home at about 12:30, 1:30. And when we got there, there were just so many friends. And just that was so beautiful, just the support and the love that we got.
Is there any liberation in losing everything?
Yes. Yes, there actually is.
Really?
Yeah. I must say, it's a process, but there is, Jane, you know, because it just teaches you what's important. And, you know, stuff, yes, we attach to stuff and memories and all that kind of thing. You know, and it's, I think of all my beautiful paintings that I collected. I love art. And, you know, I think of them, we've collected them slowly over the years, and I will really miss those. But you know what? It's just stuff at the end of the day, and people are the most important thing. I mean, your house burning down, losing everything is nothing compared to losing a person.
Mm.
Nothing. It doesn't come close.
Yeah, I agree.
You've been overwhelmed by the love
Oof.
And the giving and the generosity, the kindness.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry. I'm just getting emotional now, but people have been absolutely amazing, you know. I cannot begin to tell you the support that we have had from people who don't even know us, you know. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable, Jane. And I know that is your thing, is kindness. And you always talk about kindness. But to see it in action, you know, like you hear about it and you know people are kind and you have the head knowledge. But once that head knowledge moves down to your heart and you actually experience it, it is absolutely overwhelming. It's a joyful cry.
What do you guys need? What can we do as a province to lift you up more? What can we do? What do you need? Other than a cup, Aaron. You said earlier, you don't even have a cup.
We were just chatting before we came on air that that sometimes receiving is a different type of challenge, you know. And, you know, so we've had that before where you've been able to maybe give. And that sometimes is sacrificial and that's okay. Mm. But receiving is also a challenge because there's a part of you wants to go, no, don't worry, I'm sure there's other people in need. There's, you know, you understand?
Yeah.
But actually, when you're sitting there and you really don't have anything and someone says, would you like to take this, whatever, 300 rand to go and buy something, you're like, you want to go, no, but actually you go, I'll just take it.
Yeah.
Because actually, you don't, you know, you're so used to that now everything will be fine. Mm. But actually, these type of things, you realize that receiving is also quite humbling but beautiful because it's a different side of life. It's a different side of humility. It's actually, and being in that situation where you are vulnerable is actually there's a type of beauty in it, actually. You don't always experience it, but it's been amazing. And I can only concur with what Lisa says, is that, you know, not just our friends, but there's often like bad news around things, like things like whatever, that people aren't caring. I mean, even, I don't want to get into that too much, but even our insurance company, we were sure we'd done something wrong, you know. But the guys have been amazing.
They have been incredible.
They have just been, I don't want to say too much, but they have been, when we arrived, they were there. They were looking after us. They were making sure we knew what was going on. I mean, just like the care, even around that, which is normally someone's out to take you now, because meanwhile, not at all. Actually, sometimes people are just incredible. Yeah.
So
what we need, we're not actually sure. You know, people have asked us, we don't know yet. Like someone wants to give you, like Lisa says, someone wants to give you a microwave, but you really have got nowhere to put it, you know. I'll put it in my car in the meantime. You know, like, you understand, it's actually bizarre. So, but if I could make a suggestion, I mean, is that you know, we are still working. We're doing a show next week, and I've told some people if you want to come and see our show, because that's the one thing that we really know how to do.
Yeah,
you know, that's a place of therapy for us, because we go on the stage. People say, "How you do it?" You say, "This is what we know. Yeah. All this other stuff we don't know. We've never. No one knows how to do this. But this is what we know, and this is where we get joy, and is what we feel like our gifting is, and where, you know, that we can offer something to society." So I suppose that's, I don't know if that's a satisfactory answer.
Okay, so bloopers.
Yes.
Starting when until?
Tuesday we start, and it runs for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And looks funny.
It is so hilarious,
and did you see the byline at the bottom? It says bloopers, and then underneath it says, "What could possibly go wrong?"
Oh my word.
No, I've regretted writing that. I can just tell you. That seems like the joke was on us. You know?
Well, I'm coming to see you next week. I love, treasure, and adore you. And you know my number, obvious, #. If you need anything, we're here.
Thank you. And happy birthday, Jane.
We love you. These two arrive with flowers for me. I mean, get out. Lisa and Aaron Mickle, we love you very much. And from strength to strength, may kindness guide your way.
Thank you,
Jane. Love you both.
Love you. Radio.